Do you find yourself wondering if you've met Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Making promises they don't keep? Future faking? The previous love bombing has turned into complaints and how much it cost them to continue with those expensive dinners? Yelling and screaming? Constant extended arguments over simple things? Are you asking yourself, was it something I said? What did I do? Since you can't have a conversation with them, you find yourself journaling instead? Perhaps you are simply embarrassed, so much so that you can't reach out to your loved ones about the issues you're having because you've painted this picture of your partner as being the perfect person or the love of your life. And they presented themselves as such as well. How about the fact that you've been isolated for so long, but ashamed to let your family and friends know what's really going on? If you answered yes to some or most of these experiences, then I am very certain that you are dating a narcissist. Welcome to the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships podcast. I am your host, Steph Meesch. And this podcast is where we explore the complexities of narcissistic relationships, the practical tips, shared experiences, and expert advice are designed to help you understand, cope with, and ultimately break free from these very difficult relationship types. It is all too often that we are swooned by a narcissist so quickly that we do not realize that we have really met a wolf in sheep's clothing. Let's do a little backtracking and see what we missed. Narcissistic love bombing is a classic manipulative tactic used to quickly gain control and affection. Don't you recall the excessive flattery, attention, and compassion at the beginning of the relationship? Those acts were designed to create a sense of euphoria and dependency in your desire to rush into a relationship. Cringe, right? Let's take a look at some of the examples. Number one, over-the-top affection. The narcissist typically showers you with constant praise, compliments, and declarations of love, often much more than what would be considered normal or appropriate for the first stage of the relationship. Number two, gift-giving and grand gestures. They will spoil you with expensive gifts, romantic gestures, and elaborate surprises, creating an illusion of generosity and care. These gifts may seem thoughtful at first, but are often used to manipulate and create a sense of indebtedness, like you are indebted to them in the end. So narcissists are very petty. They are 100% into tit for tat. So what they do for you, they expect you to do something in return. Another example is that narcissists are opportunists. So they see the relationship as an opportunity for them to grow or gain something, to take something from you, not to cultivate or enhance or create something special with you. We have to keep that in mind. Number three, intense focus and attention. The narcissist becomes hyper-focused on you and your every single move. They are constantly checking in, texting, and calling to the point of intrusiveness. But since it's the beginning of the relationship and we're in that euphoric stage already, it seems impressive. And it seems like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. This guy is really into me. Or this girl is really into me. Or this person loves me to pieces. Or to the moon and back, right? Wrong answer. They may also monopolize your time and isolate you from your friends and family, creating a dependency on them for emotional support and validation. These tactics can be highly effective to entice you into a toxic and abusive relationship. So for those who may be vulnerable or seeking validation, the intense affection and attention can be very difficult to resist. However, once the narcissist feels that they have gained sufficient control over you, they may abruptly revoke their affection or become emotionally abusive, leaving you confused and devastated. Other signs we may have contemplated but weren't really sure about was, why were they in such a big hurry to get into a relationship in the first place? I'm glad you asked. So narcissists rush into relationships because they seek validation and admiration from others to boost their fragile self-esteem. It sounds simple, but it is kind of crazy. They may use relationships as a way to fulfill their need for constant attention and admiration. It's one of the key pillars of NPD, but not all narcissists have NPD, but all people with NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, are narcissists. So they may use relationships to feed that constant need for admiration, viewing their partner as extensions of themselves rather than individuals with their own needs and desires. Also, the initial intensity of a new relationship provides narcissists with a temporary sense of excitement and importance, feeding into their huge ego. However, once the initial thrill wears off, they may struggle maintaining interest in any relationship, leading to a pattern of short-lived connections. Here's another thing. If your boo has ever told you that you don't need any friends or family because they don't like you anyway, or it's just you and them against the world, this goes beyond basic gaslighting. This is true mental and emotional poisonous ridiculousness. But of course, there's a reason for this too. See, narcissists often isolate their partners to maintain control and dominance. By limiting and or controlling their partner's social interactions or communication with their loved ones, they know that they have a better chance of manipulating them more easily, creating a dependency on them for validation and support. Isolation also prevents the partner from seeking outside perspectives that might challenge the narcissist's authority or reveal the unhealthiness of the relationship. Overall, isolation serves the narcissist's needs for power and admiration while undermining their partner's independence and self-esteem. So here's the thing. At the end of the day, narcissists typically display an image of charisma and confidence to others, using charm and magnetism to just draw people in. They may appear confident and self-assured, but underneath the surface, they are often deeply insecure and fragile. Their confidence is often a facade, simply to mask their inner feelings of inadequacy and insecurity. Additionally, narcissists tend to be highly self-centered and lack empathy for others, prioritizing their own needs and desires above those of others. Like, they could really care less. This selfishness can be masked by their charm and charisma, making it difficult for people to see their true colors until they have already traveled down the rabbit hole to a place of manipulation or hurt. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the 112 Degrees Navigating Narcissistic Relationships. You will find more resources and content on my website at desire2ir.com. That's desire2ir.com. Also, don't forget to rate, share, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode as we trailblaze a path to unlock the true love you deserve. For relationship coaching, or if you have other questions, please visit my website at www.desire2ir.com or email at sms@desire2ir.com.